Good afternoon from the Center for Strategic and International Studies on the Ground Forces Dialogue. I'd like to welcome Colonel Matt Lewis, Commander of the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. Colonel Lewis's Aviation Brigade is currently covers southern Afghanistan, which includes the larger areas of Helmand and Kandahar, and they are currently stationed in Kandahar. They have about 6 weeks left on their current deployment. Matt, welcome. How do you, let's assume that BCA sequestration is going to remain in effect. How do you look at training in the future? You from a brigade commander perspective, how are you going to overcome these budget constraints in terms of training? Are you going to be able to overcome them?
Well, as I told the guys here, the first of all is my impression was that because there's no restrictions really on our support here, we support up to the limits that that's humanly possible.
Right.
And so I said, there's no weekends here, there's no holidays, there's no. So you have a steady stream of training that goes into mission. It's a great training environment, for lack of a better. We're doing mission, but we're still training. We're still getting that continual experience in the helicopter. And so, in some ways, this is how the Army's kind of saving itself, is because it's got pilots that are getting an enriched level of experience very quickly here, and then can go off and track into the specialty areas that we have. So we have instructor pilots, we have maintenance test pilots, we have safety officers, we have tactical operations officers. And so, but now going home, so you got the surge of training, and then what the Army does is they take all your experience and kind of redistribute it into the Army. How do I look at it as I go home? Is you're going to have to start first with, what is individual readiness? Then what is a crew readiness? And then what is that in terms of collective, and how big collectively do you go? So is our skill level going to be at level, which is like 3 or 4 helicopters off to do a mission? Is it company level, where I've got 8 to 10 off to do a mission? Or are they larger, more complex operations with lots and lots of helicopters? And when you do those, how often do you do them? So I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I think you start with the individual and you do the bread and butter. You make some hard calls with the staff. Some staff aviators, they might not fly a whole lot, and you want to kind of distribute the hours, invest those into companies. But nonetheless, you still have to, the thing I think I'm conscious about is I have to invest in the future. As a commander, I have to invest in that W1 and that second lieutenant, because they're going to be the future of the branch. If I don't give them the experience now, the Army Aviation will be in trouble in the future.
Right. Colonel Lewis, I know you're very busy, and we really appreciate you speaking with us today.
No, I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you, Dave.